Red String, a tale about love and growing up. Chapter 3.
So, have you decided on a gift yet?
No, not yet.
Does he have a hobby? What does he like? Micha, what's wrong?
Well, I guess I don't really know him all that well. He's always so busy with work and school that we haven't spent a lot of time together.
There's plenty of time to figure him out, Miharu.
In the meantime, why don't we get you some coffee? It's guaranteed to cheer you up. I still can't believe you ordered all that food. We've spent more time eating than shopping today.
I'm a growing girl. I need to eat.
Growing wider, you mean?
Ugh. Morita.
Honestly, Okiawa, if you keep it up, you're not going to fit into your uniform by the end of the holiday.
Good one, Morita.
I apologize for the wait. Who had the Yoshinabe and who had the Dorayaki?
They're both over there.
Kazuo! I didn't know you worked here!
Yeah, I've been here since the beginning of the school year.
Let me introduce my friends! This is Rega Matsuo and Fuku Akimoto.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice. Very nice to meet you!
Sorry I can't stay, but we're so busy today. I'll call you later, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
He's taken.
Oh. I wonder why he chose a cafe to work in, rather than with his father.
Fujiwara loves the environment here. Just being around the kitchens gets him excited. Some nights, when it's not so busy, I let him help the cooks. It's the only thing I've ever heard him talk enthusiastically about. Until recently. I would guess that you're Ogawa.
Yes, I am. How did you...
Fujiwara's spoken of you. Seems much happier when he does.
What's this? A paper airplane? A note? It looks like a balloon. Wait! Is that supposed to be me?
See you at school!
Are you two getting anything for anyone this year? Well,
it's a secret.
Same here. It's a secret.
Aw, you guys are so mean. I'm home!
Miharu, Kazuo called for you about an hour ago. He said he would call you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mom. I wish I'd been able to talk to him. We spent so long looking for a gift, I completely lost track of time. The worst part is, after all this shopping, I still haven't found anything for Kazuo. Wait a minute! Hey, Dad! You got a minute?
Let me think. Well... The first Christmas gift your mother ever gave me was a reservation at a love hotel. We had to book weeks in advance to assure that perfect night.
No, don't tell her about that!
Sorry.
Oh, sweetie, I can't stay mad at you.
It was a great gift.
Ugh, I should have known this was going to be useless. You guys are so gross!
Mihiro, seriously, what does he like? Is there anything he's interested in? Sports? Anime?
Well, he likes being in a kitchen, so I guess he likes cooking.
I think I have just the thing. Hold on. Here you go, Mihiro.
Are you serious?
Of course. I'm sure he'll be able to get a lot of use out of it.
Oh, thank you, Dad! That dinner was superb! I want to go back and eat there again soon!
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I got this for you. Here, flip them over.
Good for one meal at Cafe Charm. Good for... Kazuo, this is excellent!
I noticed you like to eat, and it's an excuse to have you come see me more often at work.
Here!
Miharu.
It was my father's first cookbook. It helped him become a great chef.
Thank you.
You'll note that some of my favorite recipes are in this book.
I'll keep that in mind.
Ah, look! It's starting to snow again!
Merry Christmas, Mihai.
Merry Christmas.
Senpai, I wanted to give you this gift. For Christmas.
Thanks, Akimoto.
Ah, a facial cream. Just what I wanted. Here, Reika.
Thanks, Mom.
Reika, are you okay?
Yeah, fine. I just had really wanted to give a gift to Isaac and confess my feelings.